what is your experience with being a writer? Is it good or bad? Or
television writer and producer is filled with both good stuff, great successes and failures and struggles. It's part of the writer's journey. I started writing in 1992, 93. I started working in 1994. 23 years.
Do you enjoy writing?
Sometimes I enjoy it. I don't always enjoy it.
Having said, what is your favorite part of the process?
Finishing them, feeling that, you know, what you've done is you've achieved what you set out to do to a certain extent. Mm-hmm. Sometimes writing scenes can be very joyful. It depends on the scene, and it depends often on the amount of time you spend on it, but sometimes scenes in themselves can be fun.
What does motivate you?
I mean, part of what motivates me is providing for my family and making money. I think, you know, if I'm working for somebody else and I'm always either working for a showrunner that I'm employed by or a studio or a network, or it's my own show and I'm working for a studio or a network, mm-hmm. I feel a responsibility to complete the work that I was assigned and paid to do.
How long does it take you to write an episode of a TV show? If it's an hour long?
2.5 to 3 weeks to outline and mm-hmm. about 2 weeks to write.
And why does the pilot take longer?
For the pilot requires you to know, first of all, not only what's going to happen in the first episode of the show that's launching the show, but what's going to happen in subsequent episodes and potentially subsequent seasons. So you need to think about what those things are, make decisions about them. Generally give it to my agents and managers before I give it to anyone to see outside of a sort of private circle.
But when you are bringing it to networks and people that will make the show, is there a lot of rejection?
Yeah. Business is filled with rejection. I mean, as a personal example, I've had a very high success rate being paid to write pilots and then having those pilots made into shows. You know, I would say on average, you know, they say 1 out of every 100 scripts gets shot. So I think that's accurate. So you have a lot of success. When you have success, the light really shines brightly on you and you can really feel it and it's fantastic. And, you know, when you hear no, which you hear more often, you have to sort of feel it and figure out why and that happened and try to improve. So it's filled with more failure than success for sure, I think for everybody.
How do you personally handle the rejection? Do you use it as motivation to move forward or do you dwell on it?
I tend to dwell on it. You know, I often spend a year on a project. Sometimes most people don't, but types of things I've been doing last half decade or more, I've been spending a lot of time on. And so to hear that the chapter is closed and after all the work you've done, it's hard to not dwell, you know, on it for a while. Mm-hmm.